Gopi Janna Vallabha
Thank हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। हरि नाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Thank you all for coming. As Nityananda Pranprabhu mentioned, today is a very auspicious day, Ekadashi, and also the appearance day of His Holiness Jayapathak Swami Maharaj. It's easy to remember His appearance day. It's the Ekadashi after Ramnavami. So I was thinking about that this morning. So in part, so we will speak from a few verses from the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Coincides with the qualities of Sthita Prajna. So it's a nice day to meditate upon the qualities of Srila Prabhupada and His Holiness Jayapathak Swami. And also these three verses, the theme is the peace formula. This is what I was thinking. At least that's been my meditation of late. So typically, Srila Prabhupada, he would quote 529, Bhoktaram Jagnatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantim Ruchati. So this is the peace formula, he says. Bhoktaram Jagnatapasam, one who understands that the Supreme Lord, He is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Bhoktaram Yajnatapasam. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of everything animate and inanimate. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. And he is the well-wisher of all living entities. So one who knows, one who factually understands these three principles, he can be peaceful. Gyatva mam shantim ruchati. But recently I was reading the second chapter and Bhagavad Gita, the word Shanti comes up in three verses very closely connected. So those verses are 266, 270 and 271. I was thinking of having a PowerPoint slide, but anyway, this is fine as well. Because there are different. And there are other verses also in Bhagavad Gita where this word peace comes. And if you are interested, you can go to the back of the Bhagavad Gita, the index, and look for the word peace. There are some more verses, 18th chapter, a couple of verses, 11th chapter, 9th chapter, 931. So that's been my meditation. So there are different aspects which, if one somehow cultivates, then one can be peaceful. So the second chapter, we'll turn our attention to the second chapter verses. 266. So 266. This is how peace cannot be found. Okay. It's very strong. Nasti buddhir ayuktasya na cha ayuktasya bhavana na cha bhavayatah shantir ashantasya kutasukham. na asti buddhir. So Krishna is saying, one who is ayuktasya, one who is not connected with me. So he's saying, na asti buddhir ayuktasya, one who is not connected with me, he cannot have transcendental intelligence. Okay? So that's quite clear. Na asti. Na asti gatir anyatha. We hear that, right? So na asti buddhir ayuktasya. It's clear, right? I mean, even the Sanskrit interpreters, I don't know how they can interpret this. I mean, it's quite clear. Na asti buddhir ayuktasya. Na cha ayuktasya bhavana. Bhavana is a very common Indian name. Bhavana means one who is peaceful, fixed in mind, actually in happiness. One can be fixed in mind in distress, but fixed in mind in happiness. So it's Krishna is saying, na cha ayuktasya bhavana. And if he is not connected to Krishna, his mind cannot be happy. Okay? Got it so far? So if one is not connected with Krishna, then one cannot have transcendental intelligence. And if one is not connected with Krishna, one's mind cannot be fixed in happiness. Na cha bhavayata shantir. So without this, no transcendental intelligence, and the mind is not peaceful, so there is no question of peace. Ashantasya kutah sukham. So, and how can there be happiness without peace? So our acharyas explain that the living entity is in a constitutional position is anandamayo abhyasat, happy, the living entity, sachidananda vigraha. So the living entity, it is looking for happiness, especially when it comes in the material realm, it is looking for happiness. But somehow or the other, it turns its face away from the Supreme Lord God and it is looking for happiness. And so every attempt of it goes in vain. And in this verse, it is clearly mentioned why, how that happens. So I'll read the summary. One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? So, just a quick recap. So, two aspects of the peace formula. Connect our intelligence with Krishna. Connect our mind with Krishna. I'm talking in a positive way. Because, at least the way I look at it, this is more sort of practical steps. I mean, the 529. Well, okay, because one could even say, yeah, not a problem. One can say, Bhoktaram Nigna Zapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Yeah, Krishna, he is the proprietor of everything. I have no issues with that. And he is also the well-wisher of everyone. Right? But still, why am I not being peaceful? One could say that. So here is a more practical, hands-on, measurements for us, basically. Okay, so the transcendental intelligence and steadiness in mind. So we can't go to the marketplace and buy transcendental intelligence. Right? So how does transcendental intelligence come? So transcendental intelligence comes, like in Srimad Bhagavatam it is described, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojatah Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yadahaitukam. So when one surrenders, when one worships the Supreme Lord in devotional service, then there are two byproducts. One is jnanam, transcendental knowledge or transcendental intelligence, and vairagyam, renunciation. They automatically come. Okay, so then how does one perform devotional service? So then our scriptures explain, adav shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, right? Nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, and prema. So somehow or the other, we come in contact with the devotees of the Lord, who are full of transcendental intelligence. This section of this chapter, Arjuna is asking, how does a self-realized person talk? How does he walk? How does he sleep? So he's asking Krishna. And Krishna is telling. So when we associate with such transcendental personalities, by association, what is theirs becomes ours. They are very happy to give. They're very, very happy to give. So adav shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya. So by associating with the devotees, then one begins devotional service. And in this age of Kali, that devotional service begins with the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in the association of devotees, one begins to chant the Maha Mantra. And mantra, literally the word mantra means to conquer the mind. Mana, tra, trayate. So here, it is being talked about. Transcendental intelligence, one who doesn't have transcendental intelligence, one who is not connected to Krishna, doesn't have transcendental intelligence. One who is not connected to Krishna cannot have a steady mind. Without these two, there is no question of being peaceful. Without being peaceful, there is no question of being happy. Okay, so being connected with Krishna, what is the most practical way to connect with Krishna, especially in this age of Kali? The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Right. So chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the glories of the holy name. One of the glories of the holy name is Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. This is Shikshashtakam prayers. So the transcendental knowledge, it is the wife. It is Vadhu means the wife or the life of the holy name. So when we chant the holy name, then transcendental knowledge, transcendental intelligence comes. And similarly, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So the mirror of the mind, that gets cleansed by chanting the holy name. So this is how we can practically, one way of practically connecting with Krishna, the chanting of the holy name. Another way is the Bhagavad Gita, his word. Another way is his prasadam, which we will have a little bit later. And then the devotees of the Lord and the deities. So, like, so many ways. So one who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? So I'll read one of two lines from this purport. So why is the mind not peaceful? Prabhupada is writing here. He says essentially, if one is not in Krishna consciousness, the mind, it doesn't have a final goal. Prabhupada writes, therefore, if one is not in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be a final goal for the mind. Disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. And when one is certain that Krishna is the enjoyer, proprietor and friend of everyone and everything, then one can, with a steady mind, bring about peace. So this makes sense, right? I mean, the most excruciating thing is to be like in a limbo, you know, like in this transit lounge, when you're neither here nor there. So the mind, if it doesn't have a final goal, it will keep going. Well, try it. When we chant the holy name, I mean, if we observe, you know, where the mind goes, how fast it goes. You know, 1 minute you're here and the next minute it's there, it's all over the place. But somehow or the other, if we can pray to the mind when we are chanting the holy name, that, you know, I've listened to you for so many lifetimes and you also know where it has gotten us. So in this lifetime, let's give that up and try to give it our full attention to Krishna. So we pray to the mind. And it is, right now it doesn't feel, it feels that how can this holy name, you know, how can that satisfy me? Right? So it doesn't feel like that. But again, like Srila Rupa Goswami mentions in Act of Instruction, when we are jaundiced, right, the same sugar cane, which is otherwise very sweet, it tastes very bitter. But then the medicine for jaundice is sugar cane juice. And as we take the sugar cane juice, the jaundice condition gets cured, and then one begins to taste the sweetness of the sugar cane juice. So similarly, this Harinam, Madhu Makha E Harinam. This is the Harinam. This is the nectar. But in our conditioned state, we are not able to. So the mind doesn't, it is thinking that something is more relishable than devotional service or the holy name. So it is going. It is looking for happiness. Looking for happiness. So Prabhupada writes that if there is no final goal for the mind, it will be chanchala. It will keep going from one thing to the next. So if you remember one thing from this lecture, you know, maybe this one. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Now, I mean, as I said, there are many nice points in each verse, but then we'll go to text 70. So again, in text 66, so what are the two main points? Text 66, zero. One who is not connected with Krishna, he cannot have transcendental intelligence, or his mind cannot, mind cannot be fixed. Okay. All right. 270. So this is a famous verse, many of us know this. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. Okay. So Prabhupada writes, the qualities of the ocean. The ocean is full. I mean, ocean is huge. So even in the rainy season, when the rivers are flooding, when they dump into the ocean, nothing happens to the ocean. It's not that it, you know, it goes beyond its embankment. It doesn't. Only when there is, you know, hurricane and things like that, it affects the ocean. But the rivers, they don't affect the ocean. So Prabhupada here writes, I want to read some key sentences here. As long as one has the material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. Okay. The devotee, however, is not disturbed by such desires because of his fullness. A Krishna conscious man is not in need of anything because the Lord fulfills all his material necessities. Therefore, he is like the ocean, always full in himself. Desires may come to him like the waters of the rivers that flow into the ocean, but he is steady in his activities, and he is not even slightly disturbed by desire for sense gratification. So I was thinking, so these desires may come to him, right? This is a question people ask. Well, meaning, do they have material desires? Desires may come to him. So one can look at it in two ways. When Prabhupada, desires may come to him, I was thinking about Haridas Thakur's example. Haridas Thakur, he was a great Vaishnava. Especially he is known as the Acharya of the Holy Name. And he incessantly chanted the Holy Name 24 hours a day. And so there were some people that became envious of him. So they wanted him to fall down. So they arranged for a prostitute to, you know, make that happen. So this prostitute comes, so one can say here, desires may come to him. So in a way, the prostitute, she has a desire. It's not Haridas Thakur's desire. You follow? Meaning, I guess, I don't know where I'm making myself clear. Sometimes, it's not that the desires are ours. Sometimes people that have materialistic desires, they may come to such saintly personalities. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was approached by so many people, you know. They would go and approach Srila Prabhupada for material blessings. You know. Or That. So that's an example. So they had, you know, some other ideas, but Srila Prabhupada did not have such ideas. And Srila Prabhupada, even though they had such ideas, he wanted to give them devotional service. So desires may come to him like the waters of the rivers that flow into the ocean, but he is steady in his activities and he is not even slightly disturbed by desire for sense gratification. Here Prabhupada writes later on that although the desires may even be there, even if the desires are there, the inclination to act on them is not there. Why is the inclination to not act on them there? Because, Prabhupada writes, because they are full. Right? For example, this is not so difficult to understand. If you have eaten 30 gulab jamus, right? 30 gulab jamus. So, when somebody puts a gulab jamun in front of you, when the desire is still there to have the 31st one, right? But because you are satiated, the inclination is not there to go for the 31st one. So, Prabhupada, sometimes some of the sannyasis would ask him, you know, what if we have some material desires? Prabhupada said, you may have material desires, but now that you have taken this renunciation vow, you cannot act on them. So here, so and they don't need to act on them. They are not pushed. In our cases, we are pushed basically by the three modes of material nature, by this unsteady mind and the material intelligence. They push us for sense gratification. But because they are fixed in transcendental intelligence and their minds are peaceful, bhavana, so they are not pushed. They are, you know, again, another verse, they have higher taste. They are full. So they are not pushed. So a person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enters like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. What does Krishna say in the earlier verses? Okay, but if we try to satisfy desires, right? He says the lust is such an enemy that no matter how much fuel we put into it, it will consume all of it. So it's an endless task. So here, Prabhupada is writing, Krishna is saying that the sthita prajñas, or the, you know, the fixed in resolution to devotion unto Krishna, they are not disturbed by the flow of desires because they are full. So they are not pursuing. Okay, 271, next one. A person who has given up all desires for sense gratification, who lives free from desires, who has given up all sense of proprietorship and is devoid of false ego. So some other aspects. Vihaya Kaman, who has given up all desires for sense gratification. Yasarvan. Pumams charati nispriha nirmamo. Given up all sense of proprietorship. So 529, connection with 529. Nirahankara, devoid of false ego. He alone can attain real peace. So these are important ones. False ego. Let's just pay attention to the false ego. So the real ego, according to the scriptures, is Jivero Swarupa Hoya Krishnira Nitya Das. Krishna is the master and the living entity is a servant. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Vritya. But the false ego is Ishwaroham Aham Bhogi, that I am Ishwara, I am the enjoyer. So that is the false ego. So one who gives up the false ego, one who is devoid of false ego, that means he is situated in real ego. That means he is serving Krishna, he is a servant of Krishna. So he is peaceful because in a way he is not contending with Krishna. He is not contending with Krishna. And he is not worried whether by serving Krishna he will lose out on something. Because Krishna, he is the reservoir of pleasure. And by serving Krishna, by engaging in devotional service, the parcel, the part and parcel also enjoys. So he doesn't invest his consciousness in pursuing separate sense gratification. His only interest is in serving the Lord. That's all his interest is. And in serving the Lord, he is happy. There is one other verse that comes to mind from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ata Eva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kama Sakali Ashanta. So the devotee of Krishna, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama, he is free of desires. And that's why he is peaceful. All the others, they have their desires can be categorized in three. Bhukti, they want some sense gratification. Bhukti. Or they want liberation. Mukti. Or they want some siddhi. Siddhi means some yogic powers. They want to have some yogic powers. So their attention is always in pursuing these three. And they're always defeated. You know. They may even gain some victories along the way, but in the ultimate realm they are defeated. Like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana. They got mystic powers. They were even able to, you know, conquer the three worlds. But it all came crashing. So the material happiness, at best, if we achieve it, it is temporary, it is fleeting. So the devotees, they don't invest their consciousness, you know, in pursuing sense gratification. So this is 266, 270, and 271. It's a short class, and I would also like to encourage devotees. So Acharya Nishta Prabhu is here. So this Bhagavad Gita, I'd like to speak a little bit about Bhagavad Gita, as it is especially. So I would encourage devotees or the guests that are assembled here who do not have this copy of Bhagavad Gita, please, it is our humble appeal that you please come and take one copy. And our temple president, Nityananda Pran Prabhu, I'll request him. Whoever is here today, he will, you know, sign it for you. He will even maybe write a short message. So, and if you are able to give a small donation, that would be fantastic. This one scripture, Prabhupada said that if this one scripture, if you can, you know, understand it, like the back of our hands, then we have our ticket back home, back to Godhead. In this age of Kali, you know, at least I can speak for myself, can't comprehend too many complicated things basically. But Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes in the introduction, is the summum bonum of everything, of all the scriptures, of all the Vedas and Upanishads. So if just one Upanishad, Gita Upanishad, if we can take it home and live by the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, our life will become sublime. And we will achieve this lasting peace that we are talking about in this today. Okay, so we will end here, and you know, we could have some kirtan. If there are any questions, please feel free to ask some questions. And Nityananda Pran Prabhu is here, Acharya Nishta Prabhu is here. So after, so 6:30 when we end, and while the kirtan is going on, so we'll be right here with the books. And Nityananda Pran Prabhu will sign. I have a pen here. He didn't know that I was going to do this. But okay, Hare Krishna. So any comments, questions, anything? Anybody would like to add anything? Put it all together if it was maybe too much. Oh, go ahead.
Shanti.
Yeah, Shanti, yeah.
And all the things. What is and happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Thank you. My question is all these terms to me, my own interpretation, is the same thing. And when I say happiness, I was looking for some terminology to understand, clarify myself. To me, happiness is a state of mind. And there is another term I like to introduce here called consciousness.
Okay.
When I was born, right from my childhood, I knew when my parents or mother was saying, don't touch the fire. I was always waiting, when my mother is not here, I like to touch the fire and burn my hand. This is my life. So consciousness is something individually I cannot define by language.
Yeah.
Okay? No, I read Gita too, some of these, not all. But point is, all I wanted to say, since you allow me to say some comment, I am adding my own experience, and I lead my life in that way. When something doesn't make sense to me in my own consciousness,
right.
Who am I?
Correct.
I can tell you my certificates, my professional experience and degrees. I'm not that.
Correct.
I'm
glad you know that. Okay.
Conscientious human being. That's all I wanted to add here. With that, when I read Gita, I also get the feeling. In feeling, I can feel Ram. I can feel Krishna. Though my parents were not alive, they passed away.
Okay.
I can talk with them also. That's very important to lead a life, at least for me.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to add this point.
Chant, and the Yoga Dharma is chanting the holy name. If you could add that to your life, that'll be perfect. Anybody else? Question? Yeah, look, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your discussion, Prabhu.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Yeah, your eyebrows were like. During the class.
I was trying to stay awake. This is my own personal problem. Your class is very nice, but I have this difficulty.
I knew something was brewing. Well, anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
The discussion of peace, I was wondering, is peace the goal, or does it have a certain utility? What would you say?
Is peace a goal? Or
yeah, like when we get, what is that, what we should be striving for? Just peacefulness, peace of mind?
Does peace serve a higher purpose?
Yeah.
Okay. This is, I'm remembering the discussion of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the dream, right? Yeah. So the question is peace the goal? Well, the goal is to serve Krishna. That's the goal of the human form of life. And by serving Krishna, peace is a part of the package. One doesn't have to separately strive for it. That's one thing I would like to say. But as we are practicing, right, we all will agree that it helps to be peaceful to serve Krishna. So which comes first? Or another way of saying the same thing is, if I'm engaged in devotional service and still I'm not peaceful, that means there is something else also going on. It's not that the process is not working. The process works. But my application, I'm maybe bringing some other motivations into my application. Into the process. So I would say, what purpose is it serving? So as devotees, we should introspect, well, am I peaceful? I'm performing devotional service. Krishna says that one is peaceful by performing devotional service. But why am I not peaceful? Of course, there may be different reasons for it. You know, one may not be peaceful because, you know, some other Vaishnava is going through something. That's different. But one may not be peaceful because, I guess, one has some hankering and lamentations, even in the realms of devotional service. So we have to introspect and then also, you know, talk to other Vaishnavas that this is what is happening, you know. Like, for example, Vyasadeva, right? He compiled the entire Vedic literature. And he did a perfect job. And at the end of it, somehow in his heart, he was not feeling peaceful. Right? So his spiritual master came. And he said, yes, because you have not composed one literature that exclusively glorifies Krishna, that's the cause of your, you know, not being peaceful. Yeah, so it's not our goal, I mean, in that sense, that's the ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is to serve Krishna. And a devotee will even, like Prabhupada, you know, he left a very peaceful place in Vrindavan. And he came. Literally, he came on a ship which was very turbulent. He had a few heart attacks on the ship. And then he came to Manhattan, New York, in a cold winter. So a devotee is not attached to peace. That sort of a, you know, mundane understanding of peace. His peace actually comes in serving Krishna. Krishna takes care of him. Like here he writes, the devotee is full, he doesn't have any necessities, and whatever necessities he has, Krishna takes care of them. So he's not running around, you know, like that. Anyway, so much more can be said, but thank you for your nice question. So it's 6:31. So, anything more? Anybody from the Mataji side? Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I just moved up here from Indianapolis about a month ago, and
say that again.
There's no temple. I just moved up here from Indianapolis about a month ago.
Okay.
And there's no temple in Indianapolis, and so I'm really happy to be able to be here on Sundays now. But I guess my question is to everyone: is that I've been looking for a place that's closer to the temple so I can be here for the daily programs in the morning. So if anyone can help me find, I mean, I'm looking at a place now. So I know I probably should ask the temple president,
right,
or someone else, but I'm just so I can be closer to the temple.
Krishna has already a prayer. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, and all the Vaishnavas. Okay, anything else? Otherwise, we'll just begin in the signing of Bhagavad Gita's here. So again, we'll make a humble request. So please come forward. If you don't have a Bhagavad Gita, you know, it's a fantastic book to take home. If you even have one, you can even take, especially Nityananda Prabhupada is going to sign it, so you can give it as a gift to somebody. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Oh, he bought two cases. Well, we're beginning the monthly Sankirtan festival early today. Thank you very much. And so Kirtan will start here and we will continue. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Anyone want me to sign?
You can sign if you like. But yes.
Would you like?
Yes.
Should I write it to you and John?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, really? I'm not doing that too. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
I'm gonna go get some more. I'm
Rama Rama Thank you.
And the Prabhu is here. Who's turn number? Who's
supposed to be?
Okay, maybe you can call them.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Up to you. Doesn't matter. We can move it in case you want to try. But if you don't catch on, might be a little bit. I'm cool with just the kartals though, so personally.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Yeah. Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey, both together. Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.